What is up, my friend? My name is Calvin Corelli. I'm here to talk about one of the biggest challenges that I see businesses have, and not just businesses, but really freaking everyone, which is doing stuff without knowing why. Like, knowing what is the problem we're trying to solve is a superpower. Most people are simply in the business of doing stuff, just doing stuff, without clearly defining what is the problem we're trying to solve, what is the outcome that we're looking for, what is the evidence that we think that this action that we're planning on doing is going to generate, solve this problem or deliver this outcome? And is this the most important problem to solve, or is this the most important outcome for me to work on right now? So there's a famous theory called the theory of constraint, which is in manufacturing. My dad had a manufacturing operation. So he had like a physical factory that made stuff, and you had like take sheet metal in here and then you stamp it and fold it and do all this stuff, and then you paint it, and then out comes product that gets shipped to the customer. In his case, he did shop fitting for gas stations all over the planet. And when you have a physical factory, you can literally see, oh, around this machine, more and more stuff is piling up in front of it, and there's nothing on the other side of it. Like on the output side, there's nothing. That means that this machine right now is a bottleneck. And there's always going to be one bottleneck in any production. And if you're working on optimizing any process in that factory that's not that one bottleneck, it's not going to do anything, because that bottleneck is the, wait for it, bottleneck. So, it's important to know, are we solving the most important problem? And even just knowing what the hell is the problem we're trying to solve. This happened the other day at my company, and I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. It happens every day all over the place. But there was someone on my team who was like, hey, well, let's do this new process for this thing. And I'm like, great, what's the problem you're trying to solve? And then he said, well, these are the things we want to do. And I'm like, those are not problems. What is the problem we're trying to solve? And then he said, well, like, I guess there's no problem we're trying to solve. We're just wanting to do this thing. I'm like, why are we doing this if we're not solving a problem? If there's no problem to solve, why are we doing this at all? If you can take all of the energy that you're currently using in your company, whether it's just you or in your personal life, all that energy that you're currently spending doing all kinds of stuff that's not addressing an actual specific problem or working towards an actual specific outcome that you want, and or things that are not addressing the most critical problem in your business, and just direct that energy towards the thing, the one thing that matters for your business, for your life, then amazing things can happen. And I'm guilty as charged in this. Like, it's so much more fun oftentimes to solve problems we know how to solve, or problems that are fun to solve, rather than the problem that needs to be solved. And that is the discipline. I was watching an interview with P. Marca, Mark Andreessen, talk about Elon Musk and how Elon operates. And one of the things that makes him so good is that he will basically, every week, he tours each of his companies, and then he spends a day with the team solving the most important problem for that company. So I'm imagining here that each of his teams have been trained to constantly be on the lookout for what is the number one constraint in this business. And then he shows up and they're ready to be like, okay, this is the problem. And then he will go straight to the engineer that's working on that specific problem and help that engineer solve that problem. And then boom, it's done. And then he jets off in his Gulfstream to the next company and does the same thing. And he just cycles on and on and on. And, you know, 52 weeks later, a year later, each one of his companies have solved their 52 biggest problems. Boom, like that. Because mostly they're engineering problems, and he can sit down and he can work with whoever it is that is the engineer and work on this, because he has that mind that's able to solve whatever problem it is. Or I guess he can bring the people to the problem who can solve the problem. Whatever the fuck he does it. But that's the idea. You gotta know why you're doing shit that you're doing. And if you don't know why you're doing it, stop doing it and see what happens. Just stop doing it and see if anything happens. And if nothing fucking happens, then like, maybe it wasn't worth doing. Tobias Lütke, the CEO founder of Shopify, is famous for, I think every 6 months he goes in and he cancels all standing meetings. Just cancels all standing meetings in the organization. And then if there's real pain there, they can put them back. But by default, all standing meetings are canceled. I've seen this many times in my company as well, where we'll start a standing meeting and then like 2 months into it, we're like, why the hell did we start this meeting in the first place? What was the point? And then like nobody stops to think like, do we even still need this meeting? It just becomes a ritual. It just becomes a habit to meet every day, every week, whatever it is, at this standing meeting. And nobody stops to ask like, what was the purpose? Why did we start this? What was the problem we're trying to solve? And has that been solved now? So figure out, you know, what is the problem you're trying to solve? And then number two is really get clear on what is the problem. Most people suck at this. I cannot tell you how bad most people are at this. Make this a discipline, a habit of really asking yourself, what is the problem we're trying to solve? I make software for a living, and the number one thing that happens is that our customers will tell us, I would like a button here, or a switch here, or an option here, or can you add this to the dropdown? And they will make a drawing of how they want the user interface to look like. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I appreciate you making the effort, but in the kindest, gentlest way possible, I don't give a shit about your drawing. Tell me the problem that you're looking to solve. That's the only thing I care about. What is the specific problem you're looking to solve, or what is the ultimate outcome you're looking to achieve? Because that button might be the best way that you can imagine to solve that problem. But if I understand what your actual problem is or your desired outcome is, I can come up with a much, much better solution that's way simpler and that doesn't add complexity to the user experience of everybody else who now has to deal with another ding-dong switch, you know, checkbox, whatever, option setting somewhere, yeah? And oftentimes the solution is just not like, just don't do that thing. Do this other thing instead that's way simpler. People will immediately jump to the solution rather than steepen the problem a little bit and really make sure that they understand the problem. It really helps to spend 80% of your energy fully understanding the problem. And then you can go into action, right? Then you can, well, actually not even action, 80% really understanding the problem, like maybe 30%, this math doesn't add up, but like significant amount of time really defining the problem clearly. Once you really truly understand the problem, very often the solution will present itself and will be obvious. Most of the time, once you really know the problem, the solution will be obvious, but sometimes the solution is not obvious and we need to try some stuff out. And this is another phase where I'm willing to spend significant amount of time. If it doesn't feel right, I'm not gonna pull the trigger on it. I'm gonna sleep on it. I'm gonna keep going back. I'm gonna look at more situations. The thing that we're challenged with here at Simplera is we need to make software for a bunch of different people who like to use things differently. And some people are like the Microsoft type that just wants switches and settings and ding-dongs and blah, blah, blah everywhere. And others are much more like Apple-esque and they're like, just to have it do what's meaningful, sensibly default. And I just don't wanna have the settings, even if it doesn't get to be exactly the way I would have envisioned it. And so we have to kind of strike a balance here and then look at, well, this person wants to do this and this person wants to do that and da da da, and then let it marinate, really let it marinate, sleep on it, allow creativity to spring into action, try different things, try different designs, different ideas, look at different ways that people use it, etc. And then some solution pops out and then we implement it and then we're like, no, doesn't really work the way I thought. Ones, because I use my software all the time, so then I get to use it and experience like, no, it's not quite there. Let's try this, let's try that. And like the more we can do at the ideas, at the design and idea sketching stage, the better, because that's cheaper. But sometimes I need to actually have it in code and be able to use it and be like, nah, that doesn't work. And then we can find the next level and the next level. And that's why sometimes like we don't finish things because we're like, it's not quite there. We're like halfway there, but I'm not sure where it is. So we need to like take a beat here. And I'd rather put the halfway thing out there so people can use it while we figure out like what is the full way solution to get there. And then boom, it clicks and it's there. And then it's fucking awesome, right? But take the time to define the problem. Take the time to marinate on the solution until it feels right in your gut. Like for me, it has to feel simple. It has to feel clean. And it's a sensation. It's a feeling thing. It's like, it just feels complicated. It feels, it's like not there. It's not there. It might be we might be in the right direction, but it's not there. So then let's hold off a little bit. Let's marinate it on it some more. There is an awesome book that I read years and years ago called Are Your Lights On? By a dude named Gerald Weinberg. He is like a programming guy. He wrote a bunch of books on all kinds of things, tech psychology-ish. And one of his great books is Are Your Lights On? And it's about this whole idea of defining the problem, understanding the problem. And he has a couple really fascinating stories. One that I love is this idea of, it was the story of a building where people were constantly complaining that the elevators were too slow. The elevators are too slow, like we're waiting too long for the elevators. And so they're looking at like, well, we got this high rise, like we can't exactly like add more elevator shafts, right? It's too late. You can't do that after the building's all constructed. I hadn't thought of that, but like engineers think of these things, like building engineers. I'm a software engineer, I like whatever. So we can't add another elevator shaft. We can't like make them bigger. We could potentially make them go faster, but that's gonna take, like that's gonna be really costly, like rip them out, a new technology, and I don't know how this stuff works, but like that seems like a very costly solution. And then they thought more about it and they did some more research, and then they realized the problem isn't that the elevators are too slow. It's not that they're not fast enough. That's what people say, but that's not the actual problem. The actual problem is that people are bored. People are bored waiting for the elevator, and so they get frustrated. And so what did they do instead? They installed mirrors in front of the elevator banks at every level. And so now when people were waiting for the elevator, they're looking at themselves in the damn mirror, and they're entertained. Are you not entertained? You are entertained. Of course you're entertained. We always like looking at ourselves in the mirror. Yeah, so now people are looking at themselves in the mirror, and they weren't bothered by the wait. You see how that works? If you take what people say at face value, if you take the first instinct about the problem definition at face value, well, it's like it's the elevators too slow. Well, then we have to make them faster, right? Like, then you're locked in yourself into a very expensive solution. And a lot of times, that's what people will do. Big businesses do this all the time. Government does this all the time because they're not spending their own money. They're spending yours and my money. They don't give a fuck. Like, they'll gladly spend whatever. And like, the more they spend, the better they feel about spending. We're spending this much money on this and this much money. Look at how good we are at spending money. Well, what are you accomplishing for that money? What are you getting for that money? And you're actually solving the real problem in the most effective way? Probably not. So look at how much cheaper it is to install damn mirrors than trying to build another elevator shaft or tearing the building down and rebuilding with more elevator shafts or completely ripping out these elevators and building and like making new, much faster elevators. Way cheaper. Way, way cheaper. And people are probably happier because if you'd done the elevator thing, they might have been like 10, 20% faster. People would still be bitching about them being too slow. So by doing this, you're actually solving the problem so much better and like in ridiculously much cheaper. Second example from the book is, and this is why the book is titled Are Your Lights On, is they had this problem where like, you know, in a country where you're not supposed to drive with your lights on during the daytime, which some places you do now, so that problem is not a case. It's not relevant anymore. But imagine a country where you don't have your lights on during the day. And then as you go into a tunnel, they put up a sign that said, turn on your lights, right? Because you're going into a tunnel, and so they want you to have your lights on so you can see in the tunnel. Great. Again, this is also before cars automatically turn their lights on and off and all that stuff. But here's the problem. When you get out of the tunnel, what do you say? So then they were like, turn your lights off again. Well, but no, but not just if it's night, it's nighttime. So it's like, if it's daytime, turn your lights off. If it's nighttime, leave them on. Like that gets complicated. And the solution they came up with was the question, are your lights on? Making people aware of whether their lights are on or not. In which case they were smart enough to make the right call on whether to leave them on or turn them off. Do you see how that works? Are your lights on? A much super simple way to solve this problem rather than like this whole algorithm and complicated sign, or like maybe the sign changes day or night or whatever. But by reframing, the problem is not like that to tell people to turn the lights off. The problem is to make people aware and think about whether or not their lights are on, and then they can easily make the right call in the moment. So the power, again, is to define the problem clearly. And it's, for me, it's something that I do fairly naturally, but I'm also human and it doesn't happen always. But I'm kind of surprised to see even engineers are oftentimes not good at this. And I think it requires a level of courage to do this. Like, most people are just like, well, I want to be seen doing action. I want to be seeing doing something. And like, well, it's better to do nothing than to spend time and effort doing stuff that doesn't move any needle, that doesn't change, you know, fix, solve any problem, that doesn't work towards an outcome. It's better to do nothing. All needs to go to the beach and hang out, or go get some red light therapy, or go to a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I did that this morning, which is kind of fun. Go do some whole body cryo, which is another thing that I love to do. But it's better to do nothing. Rest and relax. Like, when you relax, you actually build testosterone. So go hang out on the couch, take a nap, and build some testosterone. That's better. It's better than doing all kinds of shit that's not solving the actual problem that your business is facing. So you hereby have my permission to do that. So really think about, takeaway here is really think about what is the problem that you're looking to solve, or what is the outcome that you're looking for? And is this the most critical piece that needs to happen in order for you to deliver this outcome? And it's okay to think short term, medium term, long term. Like, long term, like this video that I'm producing right now is not going to solve any business problem for my business right now, but building up a social media presence and building that authority over time is really going to compound, right? Some things take 6 months, 12 months, 18 months to build, and we're building towards that, and that's awesome. And then there are certain things that we can do right now that's going to deliver a result right now, and there are things we can do that's going to deliver an outcome in a month or a quarter or something like that. And that's totally cool. We can work on all levels at the same time. Like, you can squeeze all the juice out of the lemon right now, and then you're just depleted all your resources. Like, if you just beat your list and hammer your list, like, buy my shit, buy my shit, buy my shit, then some people are going to buy. But like, actually delivering the value and the brand equity and all that stuff over time is not going to pay off right now, but it's going to pay off down the line. So there's always going to be that trade-off. But be very clear, what is the problem you're looking to solve? What is the outcome that you're looking to achieve? And then what is the best way to achieve that outcome? And for that, I'm gonna share with you another technique that I learned 15 years ago that I love, that I've used many times over the years, and it's called the IO method. And I don't know why it's called that. Actually, that's how it was taught to me, but I love it. It's super smart, and you can watch that in the next video. Thanks for watching. Go hit the bell and subscribe and ding and ting, things like that, so you get notified when there's a new video. I really appreciate you being here and part of this community, changing the world with amazing, amazing energy from the inside. My mission is to unleash human creative life force at scale. And a huge part of that is just freeing us up from doing stupid shit that we don't need to do because we're not clear on what is the problem we're trying to solve or what is the outcome we're looking for. So take this to heart, make this a habit of yours, and let me know how that goes. I appreciate you. Talk soon. Bye.